Hiya, this is Sherry Lewis.
And Lamb Chop.
And it's your birthday, huh? Congratulations. I have written a poem because it's your birthday.
Do it.
All right. Don't worry about your birthdays, friend, although your age may double. When you run out of birthdays, friend, that's when you're in trouble.
Oh, me too.
What?
I wrote a birthday poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. Be glad you're not turning 102. You're probably the nicest person alive. And I'll bet you don't look over 95. You're still in the game, just a little bit slower. And your figure's the same, just a little bit lower. And like an antique, it couldn't be clearer. You may be older, but you couldn't be dearer. This is Lamb Chop
and Sherry Lewis wishing you a very happy birthday.
Hi, this is David Steinberg. Now, I heard it's your birthday, is that right? Well, I just want you to know that, I don't know how old you are, but at 19, mind you, Alexander the Great had already conquered Gaul and Mesopotamia and half the Western world. And let's say 6, give or take a year, Mozart had already composed a brilliant piano concerto at 6. And at 4 years old, Shirley Temple was the biggest international star in the world. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't celebrate and enjoy yourself, but the moment you finish celebrating, get out there and make something of yourself. But sincerely, happy birthday.
Hi, this is Milton Berle. I want to congratulate you on your birthday, and I wish you many, many more. Let me give you a little advice. Never think about your age. I don't. I just want to live long enough to see who winds up with Brooke Shields. I don't know your age, but me, I'm 75, and I feel like a 20-year-old. But unfortunately, there's never one around. But I'll tell you one thing. Sex at 75 is the greatest, especially the one in the winter. Congratulations.